Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today.
The Astros scandal is not going anywhere. We have audio of Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman at the Astros Fan Fest out there in the armpit this weekend. They are arrogant. Yes, they are. We're going to hear from them here shortly. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we have Matchbox 20 tickets to give away. We'll give you everything you need to know about the Super Bowl matchup that is Chiefs-Niners coming up next. We also have some exclusive Tony Romo audio that you probably missed, and you're definitely going to want to stick around for that. We'll do that coming up next. But before we get into the McGregor stuff, gentlemen, the Astros, once again, first of all, what a week it was. What a week it was for Houston sports fans, where last Sunday you have the 24-point comeback where the Texans are up 24-0 on the Chiefs. Next thing you know, they've put up 51 points on you and you're going home a loser with Bill O'Brien still being your head coach and your general manager. Then you wake up Monday morning and for breakfast you get the punishment by MLB. And ever since, the week that was in baseball last week was insane, and it's still going, it's not going to go anywhere. MLB wants baseball games to start happening now so everybody can start talking about something else, but this is going to be talked about for a long time, and the Astros are trying to get away from it as much as they can at this point. Here is Alex Bregman talking about it at the Astros Fan Fest earlier this weekend.
The commissioner came out with a report, MLB did their report, and the Astros did what they did, meaning they made their decision on what they're going to do, and I have no other thoughts on it.
Alex, how do you feel about that there are those who want to say this taints or damages what you guys did in 2017?
Like I said, the commissioner made his report, made his decision, the Astros made their decision, and no further comment on it.
Not really giving his thoughts as much as just repeating the memo.
Right.
That was handed. Yeah. That is the most "I know you are, but what am I" statement I've ever heard. Oh. And it makes me laugh.
Of course it was. It's a joke. It really is. What they did there at this little fan fest thing is make a mockery. Like they here's what they did. They know that they didn't get in trouble and they don't care. Because the owner didn't really get in trouble either. He got fined $5 million. Well, whoop-de-doo.
Nothing.
AJ
and
Hinch
totally absolved of any responsibility for it. He didn't know.
And that was like the main part of the entire read that came out, where it's clearly their owner just stepping out and saying, hey, make sure that you completely absolve me from everything, and I don't want it thrown in somewhere in the middle or at the bottom. It needs to be the very first thing everybody sees.
You know, and AJ Hinch took the brunt of it. Jeff Luhnow took the brunt of it. I don't know that Jeff ever works again. He's so hated. People don't like him. Everyone loves A.J. Hinch. I think A.J. will have another job relatively quick.
But wasn't that the biggest loss for the Astros when you really think about it, losing their general manager? Because he's the guy that's found so many good pieces for
He's
them.
Great. He's terrific. He really is. And you know, he finds great pieces, but then again, I mean, they had the first pick in the draft like
Whatever.
4 out of 5 years.
No, he's not. I mean,
He's elite. He's an elite general manager.
He's ultimately making the decisions, and he put together a team in place that made, you know, them tremendous decisions. It also helped that they had the number one overall pick for about 4 years in a row.
That's what it was.
And they picked up Correa and Springer and those guys. They found Altuve and Bregman. Mm-hmm. They found Altuve out of nothing. They got Justin Verlander for nothing.
They may have had Altuve already when they took over.
Trades that Luhnow made, I give him more credit for than anything.
True.
Not necessarily the draftings or the finding of guys, but man, it's frustrating when, like, as Hagelin was saying on our ride in this morning, and I'm listening to it thinking, yeah, I'd trade all those punishments for a World Series.
Oh, no question.
To not have those. Why can't they suspend the players that were involved? If you were on the roster, you're now suspended for the first 40 to 50 games of the season as a part of it. And you can call your AAA guys up to play for a month and a half.
They gave immunity.
And that's the problem. They did give them immunity, Chop, not just for talking, but also, I believe, because they don't want to go up against the NFL or the MLBPA.
No, they don't.
They don't want to make that stink. That's why they could go after a player who was involved that became a manager, because Carlos Beltran was no longer protected by the MLBPA. But I don't believe they can go after the players. And that's why the only repercussion is what the fans are going to do this year.
Look, I mean,
harass them to no end when they come to their ballpark.
Brutal.
If I knew they were cheating in the moment, like if you were to tell me, like, hey, by the way, the 1998 Tennessee Volunteer team cheated, I'd be like, okay, it's 22 years ago. But if you told me in September of 98 that we were cheating the entire time, I would not be nearly as happy with that title.
Sure.
After the fact, it doesn't matter. If you were to tell me right now that the 2020 Rangers were going to cheat and win the championship, I wouldn't sign up for it. If you told me that they were going to cheat and I wouldn't find out about it until 2022, sign me up.
I think that percentage is low that would agree with you. On the AutoFlex Listen fan text, weigh in.
Please.
If you would not be as happy with a championship, if you wouldn't accept that championship, if you knew immediately that it was tainted, yeah, because Eric, I'm looking at you like, I think you and I are in the same camp.
We'll do that 10 times out of 10. If you knew right now they were going to cheat, and the whole year, you already knew going in, I think you would have a problem with it too. I think both of you guys would.
It obviously wouldn't be.
It would taint it,
yes, but I don't think I would say I don't want to win the championship. Like, I still would want it. It wouldn't be as awesome as knowing that we did it fair and square, but still knowing that we did it. Especially now with it feels like everybody in the MLB dating back to Mickey Mantle's days were doing some level of cheating here.
Greenies.
Yeah. So, but when it comes to the Bregman stuff, like, I know we all want him to say more, but if you're Alex Bregman, like, what's in it for you? Like, why say anything? Like, I don't necessarily blame him. If I'm in his shoes, no one's forcing me. No one's forcing me to say anything. I don't have to say anything. I have to be here. I have to answer the questions, but I can Marshawn Lynch you to death. And what's going to happen? Nothing. Right?
Yeah.
Like, for any of these players, why would you say anything? Now, the one that gets under your skin a little bit is Jose Altuve, and this is him. This is Altuve at the Fan Fest as well, a very arrogant Jose Altuve.
Believe me, in the end of the year, everything will be fine. We're going to be in the World Series again. People don't believe it. We will. You know, we will. Like, we made it last year. We went one game away of winning it all. You know, I'm happy for the Nationals. They won everything. They're a really good team. They deserve it, but we'll be in the World Series again. Maybe with them, maybe with another.
What's that? What?
It's just funny. It's a 22-second clip. We're going to be in the World Series.
Seriously, game. Maybe with them. Maybe with another.
Maybe with them. Or maybe we're not.
Maybe we're not. I was listening for a buzzer the entire time. How much buzzer was going?
By the way,
shoulder going off.
That's another thing. Like, in order to taunt them, I guarantee you, when you go to opposing ballparks now, people will just be walking by and banging trash cans.
Oh, yeah.
Just to mock them, right? All game, whenever the Astros come to town, you will hear it. And it's going to be, I mean, that's the only repercussion that fans can get out of it. That feels like all we're going to get out of it. And if they have to stand there in every locker room in America and answer the question, like, and that's the worst that comes of it for them, whatever, man.
Yeah.
You take that 10 times out of 10.
100%. Absolutely, and the AutoFlex Leasing fan text is blowing up now on whether or not they would want the championship if they knew their team was cheating the entire time, and it feels like most people would still rather just go ahead and take the championship.
Yeah, I'm surprised. It's 70-30. Cheating sucks. Screw the Astros. Asterisks from the 214. From the 469, cheating would be a gross taste whenever. Why is gambling worse than cheating? I feel that's backwards. Ask a Patriots fan how much they care about allegations of cheating and championships from the 214.
I don't think they cheated.
Well,
that's the difference. Patriot fans don't believe anything. They don't believe Spygate 1. They don't believe the Rams thing. They don't believe the Deflategate. They don't believe Spygate 2. They have never believed that their team is cheating.
So it's closer than I would have thought, Eric.
It's a runaway. Everyone's on my side of this.
What? What are you reading?
Everyone.
What are you? We have the same fan text right in front of me.
It was like 9 out of 10. It's not even close.
All right, quickly, I do want to get to the McGregor stuff because after the fight, he dominates Cowboy Cerrone in 40 seconds, and then everybody's immediately wondering what's going to happen next. This is him immediately after the fight talking about the potential of Mayweather versus McGregor 2.0.
Look, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. L. Floyd, he's a funny man, L. Floyd, so we'll see what happens. The discussions are always ongoing. They never stop, you know. You know, Floyd and going through money fast. So he's far from retired, and that rematch will happen at some stage.
He's just brilliant when he talks because he's right. Floyd does run through money very, very fast. And as soon as McGregor is available to be fought, everybody, even Masvidal during the fight or right after, I think it was either right before or right after the fight where they're interviewing Masvidal while he's in his Gucci or whatever.
Versace.
Yeah, his Versace robe. And he basically says, listen, I hate the other guy more, but McGregor's where the money's at. And I want the money, so I want to fight McGregor. And that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah, but he also talked afterwards about possibly facing off against Khabib. And then he had this statement for the people of Mother Russia.
Moscow's where it's at. Moscow is where the bout should take place.
And you really want to go to Moscow?
Sorry?
You really want to go to Moscow? And
I didn't fly out there and host a press conference and shout that I want this bout in Moscow for no reason, so I would love to fight for the Russian people and in Moscow, most certainly.
Oh, RJ Choppy Connor's going to get off the plane.
Yes!
He's going to start training in the... Sylvester, how you doing?
I don't have any boxing gloves in there. You know what I'm going to do? I just run through this log on the neck.
Hey, let me ask you something. You trained in Russia for your big fight against Drago. How do you think Connor will do in Russia in the training?
Well, if I could change my fighting style, and Drago could change his fighting style, anybody can change!
Thank you.
Rock, how's the wife?
Man, what are you gonna do that? Is there a
wife? I was waiting for a yo Adrian.
Is there a wife joke? I don't know.
Not
for you.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing, RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.